This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back, Sabres Live. We've got Buffalo tomorrow night hosting Nashville. It's Rob Ray's big night, getting inducted into the Sabres Hall of Fame. Marty, will there be hot dogs as part of the ceremony?
There should be, because, Razor and hot dogs are synonymous. And then with what he did to us the other night, and he brought us some really good hot dogs on the 300 level, I think we definitely have hot dogs on the menu at the arena for Rob Ray's Hall of Fame induction in the Sabres Hall of Fame.
First 10,000 in, get the pin set that we're showing here on MSG. Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN, has joined us as we roll along in this Thursday edition of Sabres Live. Dregs, we have a lot to catch up on. It's great to see you. Is there going to be a domino effect from the Rantanen trade as it pertains to teams that also have potential big-name UFAs?
Well, I'm going to be careful with this one, because last week I was asked, you know, a similar question about a big-name deal, and automatically we're drawn to the Vancouver Canucks with Pettersson and Miller, and that's been an ongoing storyline. And I said, you know what? How often do you see real significant big name guys traded in season? It just doesn't happen very often. And then, you know, we could see the developments between Carolina and we thought Vancouver. And then all of a sudden, oh boy, here comes the Colorado Avalanche with Mikko Rantanen, and that deal goes down. So I don't want to say a hard no. I don't expect that we'll see a follow-up to it. But the messaging that I'm getting as of this morning is that it's still relatively quiet. It is. And that can change, as we know. Again, semantics and a bit cliche can change with a phone call. But be it, Buffalo has one more time been linked to conversations ongoing with Vancouver or some of the other teams that are pretty keenly interested in acquiring a center or a defenseman. Yeah, stuff happens very, very quickly, especially with Four Nations looming. But it doesn't seem like anything outside of that whole Vancouver saga is looming.
Okay, so you just mentioned Vancouver. You kind of mentioned Buffalo. Probably just checking in, kicking some tires there, figuring it out. What is the truth in Vancouver? Because the players are like, nothing's happening. We're fine. So you kind of buy that for whatever face value. Jim Rutherford comes out and says, well, that is affecting everybody. Like, is this a full-out feud? Is there like a full-out I hate you situation between Miller and Pettersson in Vancouver?
Well, there's a situation for sure. And when you've got the president of the hockey club coming out and speaking as candidly as he did, both with me and with Gary Mason in the Globe, then he's not making it up. Like, I mean, Jimmy Rutherford told me point blank on Tuesday that Rick Tocchet has invested the majority, a good percentage of his time, trying to manage that situation between those two guys, JT Miller and Elias Pettersson. He talked about the meetings that they've had as a small group, not a team, as a small group, where these guys apologize, they hug it out, and then 3 days later, they're fighting like dogs again. You know, just that kind of thing. So I understand why JT Miller and Elias Pettersson are tired of talking about it, especially with the media. But when, you know, a high-ranking executive with the club comes out and establishes that this rift between these two guys has hurt them to a point where you've got to trade one or both, then that makes it very, very real. So this isn't media fabrication. And I'll tell you this. I know from sources close to the team that Rick Tocchet would acknowledge that this might be his hardest year in hockey, period. That's saying a lot when you think of the history of Rick Tocchet as a player and as a coach. And I think that that just supports what I said earlier about how much time he and the coaches have had to spend in trying to fix that dynamic between those two guys.
Is the locker room divided, though? Because I remember here in Buffalo years ago, Doug Flutie, Rob Johnson, the locker room was divided. Half the locker room was Flutie and half the locker room was Johnson, and they were taking sides. Is that what is happening in Vancouver, where the locker room is divided, and that's why maybe both of them have to be traded so that you don't have repercussion down the road?
Well, those who are on the outside, and mostly media, say that's what they see when they go into that room. But is it that? Is there a divide? Is there some clickiness? You know, okay, there's three or four guys here, three or four guys there. I mean, to a degree, that happens in most NHL rooms, right, Marty? I mean, that you know, sometimes you've got players from Czechia who, you know, spend time together, players from other, all of that stuff. But it's not mean-spirited or rooted in a place of darkness. So I think it was recently when Vancouver was in Winnipeg, and some of the Winnipeg media made that comparison. Oh, geez, it reminds us of a time past when, you know, Blake Wheeler was the captain of the Winnipeg Jets, and there was a few guys over there. And I don't, like, does any of that stuff even matter? Like, I mean, it's not like they're going out for team dinners three times a week. They're just not. And if we bring it to present now, you know, if the Vancouver Canucks can continue to play the way they have their last two, three games, last night Thatcher Demko was terrific, right? Yeah. Quinn Hughes, captain of the Vancouver Canucks, has another multi-point game. You know, that's just kind of par for the course for Quinn Hughes. But if they can continue to deliver on that, maybe that takes some of the pressure off of management and the media to continue to chew on this story. So aside from those two guys, I don't know that the locker room is you know, fractioned to a point of no return. I don't know that, not based on the way they played the last three games.
Well, Shana Goldman from The Athletic and her colleagues crafted a piece on The Athletic with the 10 potential destinations for Pettersson, with Buffalo being listed first, not necessarily ranked first. Buffalo, Nashville, Utah, Chicago, Anaheim, right. Philly, Boston, Columbus, Colorado, and St. Louis.
The third of the league.
Well, you would hope. What are the other two-thirds doing?
It should be the whole league. They should all want them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, do you started by mentioning Buffalo. I've just given other possibilities here based on The Athletic story or projection, if you will. Like, what do you think? Do you have a hunch? Like, what is a good fit here?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about Pettersson, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think that Kevin Adams would look at Elias Pettersson no differently than Don Waddell in Columbus. I mean, go down the list of the names of the clubs that you mentioned there, Duffer. Because the upside of Elias Pettersson could be tremendous. You know, he's had 100-plus point season. And in my conversation with Rutherford, again, there's caution from Vancouver's perspective to trade him because he's younger, coming into his prime. And Rutherford believes, and he's probably with a chorus of people, that Pettersson isn't that far removed from getting back to that type of play that earned him that 100-plus point season. But he's got to get there, and there's no guarantee he's going to get there. And then that takes you into the world of why not? And then you get the hockey purists who are willing to be critical of how he prepares in the offseason, how he trains during the season. Is he strong enough to compete for the puck and do all the things that you need, all of that stuff? But man, there's a talent level there that I know Kevin Adams is intrigued by, and many general managers are. The problem is,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Vancouver's in a spot where they need a respectable return for JT Miller. And he's got the hammer because he has the full no move clause. So by respectable, they can't get fleeced by the 1, 2, 3, 4 teams that Miller is willing to go to. So that's why that one could drag into the offseason. With Pettersson, nah, it's got to be better than respectable. So again, who are those names from Buffalo's roster that you could see going back the other way? And I don't like throwing out names. I know Adams hates it. Most managers do, because those players have to go home and they have to explain to their wives and their families and all of that. Is this real or is this just more speculation? So I appreciate it from a personal sort of point of perspective. But now we have a fair comparison to make. Okay, to acquire Mikko Rantanen, the Carolina Hurricanes gave up Marty Natchez, Jack Drury, and 2 draft picks. Okay, well, you're not getting the same level of return, you know, on Elias Pettersson. You're not. But Vancouver has an educated platform to work with because they were in on that trade negotiation before the Carolina Hurricanes went, you know, and said, okay, well, now we know Rantanen's in play and we can acquire him. So sure, they would have had to sweeten it to get Mikko Rantanen. But the parameters of what have been speculated historically, again, related to Buffalo and the players, I think those are the players and those are the names that Vancouver is still circling. And Kevin Adams obviously isn't in a position where he's willing to do that yet.
Yeah, well, listen, the NHL is not all fun and games. It's a business, right? We're seeing Philip Grubauer on waivers. Tristan Jarry is in Wolves. Yeah. Gary Scranton, Brendan Saad was put on waivers, and now they mutually terminated his contract. Look, he's walking away from, what is it, like over $5 million?
Yeah.
Like $5 next year and whatever's left this
season.
Yeah. But a little this or that for you on Brendan Saad. Do you think he signs like a league minimum deal for the rest of the year with a contender or a team where he would get more playing time hoping to get a better contract next year? Because he's only 32. He can still play. So what do you think he decides to do here for Brendan Saad of the formerly St. Louis Blues?
I mean, he's betting on himself. I mean, you do not push away from millions of dollars. Like, they got guaranteed money. As soon as this story broke, automatically I started thinking about Bob Goodenough. Remember the former executive director of the Players Association? He would have lost his marbles over this deal just because you got money in the bank, son. What are you doing here? You never let the team off the hook the way that Brandon Saad is doing. So he's betting on himself, as I said. To me, the more lucrative bet is signing the short term of the contending team. So you sign for the rest of the year and you prove that you're still an impactful piece. You know, Toronto will explore interest. There'll be lots of interest. There is lots of interest in Brandon Saad, but you link Toronto to Brandon Saad because of Craig Berube and the history that he has with Brandon Saad. Brandon Saad has not had a good year in St. Louis, but the belief is he still has game. He's 32. He can still skate. Can he provide secondary scoring? Well, if he does, and that team that he signs with, that contending team, goes deep into the playoffs or wins a Stanley Cup, then all the money that Brandon Saad has just burned in this termination agreement, well, that gets recouped. So he gets two swipes at unrestricted free agency within months. I mean, that's wild when you consider a guy in his early 30s here, right? And obviously the relationship in St. Louis soured to a point where he was willing to do this. So I think that's why he's going to bet on himself and he'll likely go shorter term with the contender.
We had a quick chat with Shayna about the Kings. We didn't dive too deep on Brant Clark being scratched last night with Doughty's return. What do you think the Kings are up to? And like Clark has been pretty good, I'd say, in his first full NHL season. I mean, he's 21. He's a right shot D. Like the Kings shouldn't be looking to move him, should they?
No. I think this is just opportunity to maybe not hit the reset button, but just kind of hover your finger over that reset button if you're Jim Hiller or you're Rob Blake. Because you're right. I mean, Clark has been, I mean, good and really good through stretches. And he's given the type of replacement work that maybe they're hoping for post Drew Doughty, when Drew Doughty is done and they've got that investment in Brant Clark. So I you know, it's early in LA and I checked and I didn't get a response yet from the LA Kings, but I'm curious. I think it's exactly the way I've described it. But how about Drew Doughty? So he comes off of months of rehabilitation after going through what he went through in the preseason, thrown into the mix, healthy as a horse, not up to game speed, but he plays, what, almost 24 minutes of time on ice? You know, by far the most on the blue line of the Los Angeles Kings. Like, here's Hiller going, okay, well, we're chasing the game. I'm going to push this guy and I'm going to test him. So it is going to be curious. I am going to check with the LA Kings to see, well, what direction are they going to go in if they've got to make room? I there's just no way that it makes sense. I would come at the expense of Clark at this point.
Dregs, on a maybe more personal note, we saw tough news this morning of the passing of Sean Simpson. He was a radio personality in the Ottawa region, obviously part of the TSN family for many years in that way. Also a general manager for the Portland Pirates in the AHL, director of player personnel, a goalie, so a member of the goalie union.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had cross paths many times with Simmer over your travels and your years. Pretty shocking, obviously, for the hockey community, especially in Ottawa.
Well, and you know, such a strong advocate for men's mental health and the work that he did charitably so in Ottawa and areas, such a tremendous, tremendous loss. I mean, my relationship with Simmer was good, bad, and otherwise. I mean, this guy shot from the hoop or from the hip. He really did. Like, he, you know, you'd get into some social media battles with him where you're like, gee, man, like, just pump the brakes. Like, where are we going here? But then you'd see him in Ottawa or you do a radio hit with him. And he was always in tune, obviously educated based on his executive background and certainly his playing background. But he had a real cutting sense and a willingness to share his opinion. And his opinion was not very often supported by the brass of the Ottawa Senators. I can assure you of that. But he made for good radio. You know, he always wanted to be part of the conversation. And it's weird how things happen. But just a day or two ago, I haven't heard from Simmer on social media recently. And then I checked and I'm like, oh, I missed it. But he had been tweeting about the Ottawa Senators like 2-3 days ago and speaking positively of the direction they were going. And he was talking about other things in the hockey community. And I went, you know, it's a bit of a breath of fresh air. I think, yeah, it's good to hear from him and good to see that he's in a good place and his health seems strong again. And then to learn this news, it's devastating for everyone in the hockey community, not just friends, family, and those close to him in Ottawa.
John Simpson was 56. It's a big loss in the capital. Awful. For sure. Darren, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Darren Dreger from TSN. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.